USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The alternative social media network Parler is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app that is largely popular among conservatives. Congressman Devin Nunes of California says this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Congressman Nunes speaking on Fox News. House Democrats have moved quickly to impeach President Donald Trump after a mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. House Majority Whip Representative James Clyburn says the House could take up articles of impeachment early this week, but could wait until President-elect Joe Biden's first 100 days in office before sending them to the Senate. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. About, I would say 40 times is pretty much what I heard.
Police say 32-year-old Jason Nightingale shot a University of Chicago student in the head while sitting in his car, walked to an apartment building where he shot a security guard and a resident getting her mail, then stole a car, killed one, and wounded another at a convenience store, and shot a passenger in a vehicle. Police say Nightingale shot at them from the back of the store, got away, and drove 10 miles where he opened fire inside a pharmacy and said he was robbing it before going across the street to a restaurant and shooting another person. Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
A woman was also shot dead by police in Lawndale, Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With Democrats winning both Senate seats in Georgia, the chamber is now split 50-50. A former Senate majority leader gives some insight on how that would work.
It appears the Senate will soon be an even more contentious place, with seats now split at 50-50, and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote essentially giving control to the Democrats. Former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott says the Senate is a difficult enough place to run normally, without it split right down the middle. The Mississippi Republican tells Fox News that he was able to get things done in the Senate because of his ability to work with the minority leader.
I had the advantage of having a friend that was the Democratic leader, Tom Daschle. I respected him and I trusted him, and I called him and said, we got to try to work this out. So we sat down. It did take some time to get it done. Not everybody in our conferences agreed with what we did, but basically we set it up where it was going to be equally divided. The committee memberships, the funds, the ratios, how you deal with a tie vote, you could take to the floor of the Senate on a tie vote. Either Tom Daschle or I, either one of us could do it. So, and we got a lot done. Now, I'm not sure with the atmosphere in Washington right now, how many people really want to get the right things done.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A dozen people were killed and nearly 20 injured by landslides in Indonesia. Heavy rain caused the first slide. The second happened as search and rescue crews were evacuating victims. Some of the crew are among the dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.